America has no memory, I say for no discernible reason, feet dangling from my plastic amusement park seat, surveying the rolling green fields beyond the park's walls. I'm at the very top of the Tower of Terror, a ride that hoists you 250 feet above the ground, then releases your seat so that it slides down the side of the tower while you scream or laugh at your loss of control. I'm strapped into my seat, waiting for the drop with each breath. Inhale, now. Exhale, now. The suspense itself is wonderfully terrifying. Seated next to me is a woman I recognize but can't place. She's talking to me, but the words are hard to hear. Something about her husband, a stockbroker, killed in another tower. She's supposed to get some money to compensate for his loss, for his lost income, she says, but she's not getting much more than the janitor's wives, for God's sake, and her husband was one hell of a stockbroker. It's not right, she says. It's not fair. I'll sue, she shouts. And as if her words trigger the tower's mechanisms, we are released from our position atop the ride. I shriek and laugh, but the stockbroker's wife just keeps talking about compensation formulas and projected net worth. I'm angry because she's really ruining the thrillacious experience I'm supposed to be having. Suddenly, we're brought to an abrupt halt about 3/4 of the way down the tower. I look down, and I see an angel has stopped us. The stockbroker's wife doesn't seem to notice that we've been stopped by divine intervention, her mouth motoring on, heedless of miracles. The angel floats up to us. I can't get a fix on its face or shape. One minute it resembles an Irish washerwoman, the next an African slave, the next my high school custodian. Only one thing remains constant. The angel holds a mop. I look down and see that the angel has wedged its bucket under our seats to prevent our descent.
Pay attention,
the angel of cleaning says.
You must remember this. The pretense is that there is really such a thing as the United States, a community of people with common interests.
The angel looks pointedly at the stockbroker's wife, whose litany of complaint has continued unbroken. I mean, I'm accustomed to living in a certain way, you know? The angel tries to ignore her, focusing on imparting its superhuman knowledge to me.
Nations are not communities and never have been.
The angel drifts closer, leaning its shifting face into mine.
One reason these atrocities are still with us is that we have learned to bury them in a mass of other facts, as radioactive wastes are buried in containers in the earth.
I nod, eyes wide. America has no memory, I reply in a whisper. Before the angel can respond, and I desperately want it to, I think it can help me understand what it is that I am saying, the stockbroker's wife interrupts us. Some people are just worth more, don't you think? The angel's face twists in fury.
I am always cleaning up after you people,
it roars. The angel points its mop above our heads, and a lightning bolt crashes into the steel of the tower. The upper quarter of the tower goes tumbling to the earth. Screams again fill the air, but they are of an entirely different order than our earlier shrieks of delight. The stockbroker's wife has finally ceased her complaining and is now whispering to herself, it's on TV, just like it's on TV. She undoes her belt buckle, and before I can stop her, she's leapt from her seat, flying to meet the ground below. The angel bellows,
the last shall be first,
and disappears, leaving me to dangle above the disaster with only a bucket standing between me and certain death.